T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
So we all kind of know the expression FICO score, although, as I mentioned just a few minutes ago, I had no idea that FICO is actually Fair Isaac Corporation. But anyway, there's a new process. There's a new way of determining your FICO credit score, and it could make things a little more challenging going forward. So what's this all really mean? Well, Heather Murray is the manager of community relations for Advantage Credit Counseling. She joins us now to help us understand all this. Heather, welcome, and thanks for joining us on the Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline.
Hi, Lynn. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
So just by way of background, I mean, FICO, that's kind of like the biggie, right? I mean, the FICO score, we hear a lot about different credit scores, but the FICO is the biggie, correct?
Right. They determine the scoring model that the credit bureaus use.
Okay. So then that is based on things like our payment history, our income. It takes all of our information into consideration, correct?
It does not take your income into consideration.
Oh.
It takes your payment history, your utilization rate, so how much credit card debt you're charging, your mortgages, your student loan debt. It takes into account how much credit you're applying for. It takes into account the amount of credit that you're using. So if you have some credit cards, if you have some mortgage debt, they want you to see like a healthy mix of credit. They don't want your credit report to be all, you know, credit card debt.
Okay.
So, but it does not take into account your income. But when you're applying for credit, that is taken into account. So that's part of the credit application, but it's not part of your score.
Of the actual score. So right. Then what's changing? I mean, let me back up. How often does the process change? Is this unprecedented? Is this something that's reevaluated every so often?
It is something that's reevaluated every so often. The last update to the scoring model came in 2014.
Oh, okay.
And before that, it was 2009, so that was FICO 8. And actually, FICO 8 is still the most commonly used scoring model that lenders look at. They haven't even really migrated to FICO 9 yet. So the new model is FICO 10 and FICO 10T, but consumers, you know, they don't need to panic about this just yet, because it does take the industry quite a while to migrate to the new scoring models.
And so when you say a while, I mean, is that like a couple months out before we could see the impact of this?
I think it could be longer, since most of them are still using a version that came out in 2009.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, we're 11 years out from that. But that doesn't mean that consumers shouldn't be aware and shouldn't practice good credit habits, because eventually everybody will transition to these new scoring models.
And so then does that mean that different things will carry different weight? I mean, when we talk about a new scoring model, what's going to be different?
So there's two different scoring models that are coming out, the FICO 10, and the difference in that is that they're going to look at personal loans differently, and they're going to weigh them more heavily when it comes to your credit score. So if you take out a personal loan for consolidation and then, you know, you keep on using your credit cards, that's going to impact your credit score more under the FICO 10 model. FICO 10T is going to look at trends in your credit history. So they're going to go back 2 years and evaluate how you've been using credit. So if you have been using credit responsibly, your balances are low, you're making your payments on time, that's going to benefit you. Your score will likely go up. But if you haven't been doing that, if your, you know, balances are high, almost to your limit, if you're not making payments on time or if you're missing payments, then that's when you're really going to be impacted by the new scoring model. So it really still comes down to, you know, as long as consumers are practicing good credit habits, these changes aren't going to impact them as much as, you know, what some of the talk is right now.
So then the realities are, if you kind of, I was going to say, I don't want to use the cliche, keep your eye on the prize, but if you stay on track, make your payments on time, keep your credit to debt ratio within that guideline, you should be okay even with the changes to the modeling.
You should be, exactly. And if you're not, you know, then you need to think about, you know, how you're using credit and maybe utilize some resources to help improve your credit or your understanding of your own financial practices.
Now, I'm just curious because you said that, and I'm sure some of our listeners are saying resources like what? Like a credit counseling? What do you mean when you say use resources?
Credit counseling is one. Here in Pittsburgh, we're fortunate to have the Pittsburgh Financial Empowerment Center. There are four counselors who are placed in different nonprofit organizations across the city. It's a program of advantage and partnership with the City of Pittsburgh and Neighborhood Allies. And you can utilize a financial coach for free on a long-term basis. And one of the things that they do for you is they look at your credit report. They help you figure out what you need to tackle to help increase your score. They help you look at your budget to figure out where you can make some changes to maybe increase some savings. And they look at ways for you to figure out how to reduce some debt as well. They have been, it's almost been a year since they've been actually out in the community counseling.
Yeah, they were on the show. That's a good reminder.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly. And since they've been counseling, their clients have increased their savings by almost $64,000 and increased their debt by over $90,000.
Wow. So, you know what? That's a great place for us to end. That is motivation for everyone, indeed. Yep. Thanks so much for joining us, Heather. You know what? I went into this segment thinking it was going to be bad news, but you ended us on a great place. Thanks so much. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Lynn. Take care.
You too.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.